Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people.
Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to the land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. We skipped two little sections of our journey through Mark's Gospel from Saturday morning until today. We left out the multiplication of the loaves and Jesus walking on the water to the boat, to the apostles. And we'll cover those later in the year. They're being saved for another time. But as they returned, as Jesus brought them after feeding the people and they crossed the lake and Jesus entered the boat in the middle of the night, they came to shore and people followed after Christ. They longed for that healing grace that he brought into them, whatever it was. We just hear this fever pitch starting wherever he was going. People came and were being healed by the grace and the power of God's presence in him. That's what we do. So often when we are in trouble, we come before the Lord, and our hope is that we can just do whatever we need to be touched, to be healed, to have strength, to have patience, to be able to forgive, to deal with whatever issue is going on in our life. We too have that same desire, just to touch the tassel of his cloak. There is in Magdala, along the Sea of Galilee. It's from where Mary Magdalene came from. And it's a place kind of forgotten until the last few years, and they've been starting archaeological work, and a center for pilgrimage has been built there. It's a little bit south of Capernaum, and it's just beginning, but in the church there that has been built at the pilgrimage center, the back wall of behind the altar is this huge painting, and by huge I mean maybe 20 or 30 feet across, and all you see is feet of people in the bottoms of their robes, and then there's one hand just reaching through, just trying to touch the hem of the cloak, and just hoping to be healed. And it's a marvelous painting, imagery of what we do, just trying to touch, trying to get a connection with Christ, the power of his love, the gift of his presence in our life, and even for us, we also in our hearts long to touch Jesus' hem. And we pray that today, as we spend this time in prayer, that the Lord will empower us, will strengthen us, will bless us, will allow us to know the healing power and the presence of his love in our lives.